Amazon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Welcome, welcome, one and all. Thank you for tuning in to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to start out this show with a little quote again from Twitter, Constitution JM. No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. I'm going to say that again. Now, think about your country right now. And I'm not saying don't think about the issues and the problems and the challenges that we have facing us, squaring off with us, doing battle on many different fronts. George Washington said this at the beginning of this country because he had battles waging on many fronts. They were all over the place. They were surrounding him, chasing him from borough to borough in New York. His poor, small, underfed, underclothed, undermunitioned army was being chased at every front. Folks, he understood. He understood more than we understand what we're even going through right now. More than we understand. But he had enough grace in his life because of the hand of God that ordained that man to be a leader. He said, no people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. More than us, more than me, more than you. That invisible hand, he said, which conducts the affairs of men. Now, this is just to burst the bubble of some of the simple-minded folks that are under a strange delusion.
But George Washington was a deist. Yeah, didn't you know that, you dummy? Man, what's wrong with the Sons of Liberty? I mean, gosh. These guys don't even know George Washington was a deist. A deist.
A deist. A deist.
Yeah, I learned it in my public school. He's a deist. Duh.
Well, I suppose you're one of those weirdo, cloistered cult member homeschool people, huh? Oh, yeah, that's the problem right there. You didn't get a real education like I did at my high school in my town, the public school. You're one of those weird people. Don't wash your hair. Don't put makeup on. Oh, I know your kind. Yeah, you should have went to a real school like me. I went to a public school.
No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. Listen, that invisible hand that conducts the affairs of man, that coming from George Washington, knew that God's providence worked perpetually, all the time. It was always working. Thus, discounting him from being able to embrace the theory of deism. Deism is an absentee god, a god that set rules and walked away, and has no part to play in the affairs of men. George Washington was a godly man, a Christian man, a moral man. He served as a vestryman for his church. That's right. And he swore an oath that he believed in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So either George Washington was a bold-faced liar, or he was true to his covenant. He was also the man that started the tradition, So Help Me God, after he gave his oath of office. He was also the man who put his hand on the Bible, starting that tradition. He was also the man that kissed the Bible. He was also the man that led his Congress to church services after he was sworn in as an act of Congress. And when they were done with the church service, they came back and adjourned. Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. Are you picking yourself up off the floor yet? You loony flakes who want to rewrite our history? Maybe you ought to try homeschooling. We have a new media page. Many of you folks that aren't aware, this media page is going to talk about a lot of the stories that we cover on the show. It's going to cover a lot of current event issues and topics. But it's going to be coming through not the mainstream media, but through the media that instructs and educates and also lays down that foundation, the Constitution. And the foundation the Constitution lays upon, that being the Bible. Our God, remember, there is a God. Our rights come from him. The purpose of government is to protect those rights. It's going to come from that type of a mindset, that view, that American view, as our good friend Mr. Michael Perutka so eloquently speaks of daily and through his constitutional courses, which we have available as well. We teach a Constitution course on a weekly basis. It's a 12-week course. It's nationally recognized. It's a wonderful curriculum. It's endorsed by many leaders throughout the country. So going back to George Washington, we can't deny the providence of God in our country right now. And why did he say that? Because he was in so many issues that looked, he was in so many circumstances that looked impossible, and God intervened. Folks, that answer is right there. Putting your feet back on the foundation, which is what the Sons of Liberty do. God intervened because of the firm reliance and dependence upon divine providence, as George Washington spoke again. God intervenes. That new Sons of Liberty media page you can find on our homepage in the scrolling menu right now. I'm always going to direct you to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And when you get there, you'll find in the scrolling banner, pretty soon we'll put it up as one of the flags up on the top. So you can just click on it every single day to see the stories and the concepts and the topics that we're talking about, see the videos posted, etc. You can find that at sonsoflibertyradio.com. And right now it's in the homepage scrolling menu. Wow, we barely got started, but we're on to the next segment. Folks, for all of you that want to call in, 1-877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. Tell me about divine providence in your life and how God's invisible hand has worked in the affairs of your life. Sons of Liberty Radio, we'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you limited on time to research the economy, industries, and stocks? Are you tired of the Wall Street crooks putting their interests ahead of yours? Then you need TransEquityResearch.com. 100% independent TransEquityResearch.com provides the best equity research on the web, period. From value investors to short-term traders, we have the important information you need to know. Stay ahead of the game and let us do the hard part. Visit TRENDSEquityResearch.com today. TransEquityResearch.com. Trade smarter.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Back again, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I want you to call in and give me an answer to this question. Show me how brilliant you are. Actually, I shouldn't say that. It's not an issue of brilliance. What it is, it's an issue of those that love their country. I need for you to tell me, are we in this country a democracy or a republic? I want you to tell me where in the Constitution it describes what our form of government is, specifically by one of those terms, either democracy or republic. And then I'd also like you to contrast them both. I'll take it in three phases, but at least somebody can call in and tell me, what are we, a democracy or a republic? 1-877-807-9977. I want to pull you out and cause your boldness to come out of you, you lions. We've got to start to speak and articulate these things in our societies, in our communities, amongst our families. And this will be a great opportunity to step past that bold threshold of fear and tell America, are we a democracy or a republic? 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, it's important. If we don't even know what our foundation of our government is, how in the world are we going to know how to properly legislate laws, bills, statutes that protect our rights? Are we a republic or a democracy? Where in the Constitution does it talk about that? And contrast them both for me. 1-877-807-9977. Come on, you scholars. Call in. 1-877-807-9977. Now, I'm sorry I didn't share this with you yesterday. I left it in the printer. Obama has a federal warrant for his arrest. This is what the headline reads, okay? This is not me saying this. I'm not putting out a news release. I'm just reading a headline that said Obama has a federal warrant for his arrest. A Framingham, I hope I pronounced that town right, man, illegally in the country from Kenya, was drunk when he nearly ran into his sport utility, vehicle into a police car Wednesday night on Waverly Street, police said. After the near crash, Now listen to this. This is important. I'm not bringing this up just to make it a humorous topic to talk about this man named Onyango Obama. He has a federal warrant out for his arrest. I'm bringing this as a matter of fact. What do we do when we look to the God of heaven? Because this is exactly how this man, the lawbreaker and the criminal that he is, looks to the police officer and says, "You should have yielded to my SUV," according to the report filed yesterday in the Framingham District Court. Crystal, who is the police officer, said he and another driver had to slam on their brakes to avoid hitting the SUV, which rolled through a stop sign and took a quick left turn. Obama said he doubted the officer slammed on his brakes because he did not hear the tires squeal, the report says. Did you get that? So here the drunk criminal is saying, first of all, the cop, "You should have yielded to me. Secondly, you did not stop. You didn't slam on your brakes. I didn't hear the brakes squeal." Obama, listen to this. Get this. The guy who's telling the cops what to do, the guy who's calling the cop a liar, the guy who's telling us the deal, Mr. Obama, who's illegally here from Kenya, by the way, who was drunk. He's going to tell us how things are happening. Does that not sound like some of the folks you hear in the legislature nowadays? Is that not how some of the arrogant attitudes we have in America react and respond to God, his laws, holiness? "You didn't slam on your brakes. You should have yielded to me. God, you should have gave me what I wanted, but because you don't, I'm walking away. Not my deal. What kind of a God are you anyways?" Is that not the attitude? So what happens? People in our very own country, here illegally, by the way, get drunk and they want to point at the law and tell it what to do. Which ties into democracy and republic. Come on, folks, what are we? A democracy or are we a republic? 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Obama has a federal immigration and customs enforcement warrant for his arrest. ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, has previously ordered him to be deported back to Kenya. Yet he's on our streets, drunk, telling our police officers what they should do. You know, it truly does remind me when Christ is talking in Matthew 5. Christ comes to be the Savior of not only his people, but the world. But he comes back to his own. And as he's speaking to them in Matthew chapter 23, a lot of folks like that chapter, because there's the Lord reproving the hypocrites. And this is what happens. Listen, he says, "Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. And say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets." Speaking again of the police officers, right? Those who are supposed to enforce the law and bring the judgment for your breaking the crimes. "Wherefore, you are witnesses unto yourselves," Christ says, "that you are the children of them which did kill the prophets." He knew their very purpose, to snuff out the light of the world. Those that point the finger, those that are the prophets, that raise the standard of law in society and say, "This is wrong." And here you have an illegal immigrant coming into our country doing the same thing to our law enforcement. It's unbelievable. His name again is Onyango Obama. Okay, it looks like we got somebody who wants to answer the question from Tennessee. Wayne, can you tell us, are we a democracy or are we a republic?
We are a constitutional republic.
Hey, thank you. You laid down the premise even better than I asked for. Where in the Constitution does it state that we are a republic?
You know, I was drawing a blank. It's somewhere in the Fourth Amendment I saw it.
That's right.
I'm probably way off base.
No, you're not. You're actually right on base. Article 4, Section 4. Every state in this union.
Mob rule is what democracy is all about.
Exactly.
The more people you can convince to vote for something, you know, I mean, that's mob rule. That's not a constitutional republic. And
You got it, Wayne. And, you know, let me bring to that. I'm gonna apply this topic that I just talked about, this Obama guy who got pulled over. So if a mob is drunk and wants to tell the police officers what to do, and they have the majority, the mob
that's democracy. Yeah.
That's exactly right. So let me ask you. Okay, well, you just contrast them both. Thank you very much, Wayne. We're gonna put you on hold here, and Heather's gonna get you some of our some of the stuff that we have here at the radio program. We're gonna send you something. Okay.
Great. That'd
All
be
right.
wonderful.
Thanks for calling in, Wayne. That was Wayne from Tennessee, who understands his Constitution. He even knew the article where it explained that we are a republic. We're a constitutional republic. Now I want to play a clip here, and this clip is. We had played this clip a day ago, and it's kind of racing around right now, racing around the country. Mr. Andre Carlson, and then you're also going to hear from Rep. Cedric Richmond, part of the Black Caucus, talking about the jobs bill and the absolute travesty of cutting federal spending. Okay, go ahead and let's hear what they have to say, and then we're going to comment on them on the next segment.
I'm saying right now, under Chairman Emanuel Cleaver's leadership, we have seen change in Congress. But the Congresswoman Wilson's point, the Tea Party is stopping that change. And this is beyond symbolic change. This is the effort that we're seeing of Jim Crow. Some of these folks in Congress right now would love to see us as second-class citizens. Some of them in Congress right now with this Tea Party movement would love to see you and me, I'm sorry, Cameron, hanging on a tree. Some of them right now in Congress are comfortable with where we were 50 and 60 years ago, but it's a new day where the black president and the congressional black caucus really have to be perfectly agreed.
I don't have many chances that I get to disagree with a guy whose shoulders I stand on, which is Congressman John Lewis, who said we're fighting three wars. Well, actually, we're fighting four wars.
Oh, four, yeah, not three, John Lewis. Come on.
There's a war that the Tea
Party
has...
Forgot the Tea Party.
With the United States, more particularly the president. And they are willing to, in this war, have as casualties the 14.1 million Americans that don't have a job. They're willing to wreck this economy simply for
They're wrecking it.
Gain.
Of course, I'm glad. Let's take it. Oh, wait. Yep. Well, you know what? The absolute saddest day. Well, let's let him finish. Go ahead.
That I had in the whole Congress was the day that we passed out of the House of Representatives cutting $500 million out of the Women and Infants and Children's Program. I have never seen such an attitude that's expressed toward poor people. So
towards the poor people, yeah. Towards the women, children, and infants. Let's talk about abortion. Well, let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about a lot of things. Let's talk. Is it the Tea Partiers wrecking the? Hey, don't the Tea Partiers have issues with white folks too? I'm thinking of a certain former majority speaker of the House. I'm thinking of a majority speaker for the Senate.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't listen. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
Okay, so we just got done hearing some of the Black Caucus folks talking about some craziness. I was about to jump up onto the pew in the aisle. I'm just wondering, now that representative who said, you know, that Tea Partiers want to see him, you know, when they're out at their meetings and you see the Appeal to Heaven flags and they're waving them and, you know, their children have their buttons on saying things like, God bless America, and, you know, we're a Christian nation, and don't tread on me flags, and they're waving them. And then it's the strangest thing at these Tea Party things. All of a sudden they'll break out into a song talking about how they want to see black people hanging from trees. Right? I mean, that's the Tea Parties that you guys go to. And then what they start doing is they start playing, because country music is obviously probably racist too, I'm sure, according to these people's minds. They bust out the country music songs that talk about making black people second-class citizens. Yeah, that's what they do. Of course they do. That's what the Tea Party's all about. I mean, that's why people like Herman Cain go talk at them. Because, you know, Herman Cain doesn't really realize what racism is, I'm sure. Yeah, probably doesn't know anything about that growing up in the South. Oh, did I mention he's black? Yeah, but, you know, he doesn't. I mean, how about Mr. C.L. Bryant? How about Mr. Bryant, the preacher? From down south. You think he knows anything about racism? You think he's going to be part of a racist group? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I didn't get the memo. Was he a part of the Ku Klux Klan before? I mean, they're making it sound like, oh, by the way, Mr. Democrat, which has nothing to do about the party, the Ku Klux Klan was an arm of the Democratic Party. So maybe it's you that's part of the racist party. Maybe folks in your own party want it. I don't know. All I know is Mr. Carson tells CNN, this man that, you know, of course, the Tea Party and all that, this representative from Indiana, says, I stand on the truth of what I spoke. For the first time, Rep. Carlson is personally defending his remarks. A spokesman had earlier reaffirmed the congressman's comments. No, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I spoke out a little too far. And guess what happens? He's exploited through CBS, NBC, MSNBC. Man, they're picking it up, and they're calling this guy to account for the words he spoke. No. They're not saying a word. If anything, they're applauding him for his great, wonderful boldness. Look at him. He's telling it how it is. Yeah, Democratic Party. Arm of that party is the Ku Klux Klan. And now you have Democrats calling the Tea Partiers. Not just racist, not just bigots. But assuming that the Tea Partiers want to see blacks as second-class citizens. I don't know. Maybe when Elvita King goes and speaks for Tea Partiers, maybe she just doesn't know. You know, maybe she needs to go to one of these job caucuses that they're doing, you know, and just get informed and educated. You know, and Herman Cain, he'd probably want to go there too, and just let these folks from the Democratic Party, which an arm of that party is the Ku Klux Klan, maybe they can go to that party and they can just learn about racism, because obviously they must not know what it is. How about Alan Keyes? Yeah, he definitely probably needs to know about what racism is. Yeah, you know, when he speaks to... See, what he's doing is he's going to the Tea Party meetings and he's going undercover. He's a special informant so that he can see all the racism that's happening. You know, how about Bishop Harry Jackson? Almost definitely. I mean, come on. These guys don't... They don't understand racism. How ridiculous is this? Anyways, next topic. Folks, remember at the beginning of the show... No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore. This is at Constitution JM, if you want to follow the Twitters. No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. We're in a war. I just got done telling you about somebody who's serving in office right now, using that office as a pedestal to pump a bunch of trash through America. And guess who's right there to aid and assist him? The major networks. Folks, George Washington knew about war. He knew about being outnumbered. He knew about hopeless causes. But he said, God came in, and we cannot deny his hand. Folks, I want you to be saying that same story when you're Facebooking, when you're tweeting. You know, I didn't think this was going to happen in my community. I was pushing hard for this referendum. I was pushing hard in my public school to remove this curriculum and put in this curriculum in my history classes. I was pushing hard to take out this sex education garbage, which teaches our kids to be adulterers and fornicators. And you know what? God intervened. We had a miracle. And now our town curriculum is turned around. 1-877-807-9977. Tell me how God has intervened in your life to do the things that Mr. George Washington did, knew, and understood. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, there's a Texas County Courthouse that became the first in the state to add, "In God We Trust." Now, how many of you folks out there like money?
Not me. I hate money.
The love of money is the root of all evil.
I don't even like it.
Come on, we all appreciate and have a respect for money. And that appreciation and respect does not go beyond the Creator that gave us life, liberty, and property. Of course not. We appreciate and have a respect for money. And here, this courthouse puts a motto that's on every single one of you, yours, money's. There, that was good English, wasn't it? I actually majored in English. I didn't major in English, and I couldn't think of anything funny to say after that. "In God We Trust" is on your money, and now it's on this courthouse in Texas. And this is what these folks in Texas said. We had to go through some legal channels to make sure it covered every base. We know that there may be some challengers. Oh, yeah. Liberty always has challengers. They're always challenging. They're foaming and frothing at the mouth to destroy Liberty. We've already heard some criticism, he said. But it's something that, as I said, this nation was founded on. Yeah! And we believe in it and supported it, and we're glad it's here. There are over 250 counties in Texas, and Smith County can claim the honor of being the first in the Lone Star State to proudly display In God We Trust on the walls of its courtroom. You know, we should have Chief Justice Roy Moore on the show with us again to talk to us about the courtroom and God. The chief is now all over the country protecting the religious liberties of folks like you and I in our public institutions. I'm still waiting to hear your stories, folks. Tell me how God has intervened in a situation in your community. And don't sit there and think about it and not call in. You need to let America know. Listen, it can't just be the person who's on the air talking about all these great things. It's got to be you. Listen, I'm no dummy. I know I can talk till I'm blue in the face, but unless something's going on in your world, not much is going to get changed. We get the opportunity to visit groups, patriotic groups all over the country, and we get to put the honor right back to them in little towns where 50 people gather, 100 people, 200 people gather. We get to say to them, it is because of you. We produce content. We're pretty loud. We make a lot of ruckus, however much we can and wherever we can, for the right reasons. And that ruckus, I'm talking about not being a disorderly ruckus, but a ruckus against unrighteousness. But folks, without you to carry it on, to perpetuate it in your communities, to teach your children, to educate the next generation and future generations, it doesn't matter. Tell me about it in your lives, in your community. Let's hear it, folks. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. I want to hear from you in North and South Carolina. I want to hear from you in Oklahoma. We already heard somebody call in and contend already this afternoon from Tennessee. Folks, you're not alone out there. Let your voice be heard. Tell America. 1-877-807-9977. And I want to tell you how contagious this is. I'm going to go back to my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave a parable. And he was talking about the wheat and the tares. He said, let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, that word time, translated in the Greek, is kairos. Forgive me if I didn't pronounce it right, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on with the pronunciation of that. Kairos. K-A-I-R-O-S. That is a divine time. That is a time when a window appears. A divine window that God orchestrates. You couldn't create that window. Although good luck is the daughter of diligence, or is the offspring, I should say, of diligence. Could be a son, too. Kairos times is the only times that God can open up. And Christ says, let them both grow together. And in the time of harvest, he promises you a time of harvest. He promises. Now, you can sow garbage into your field because the Lord said it rains on the just and the unjust. And you'll get your rain and your garbage will come up and you'll be judged. But if you sow righteousness, God makes that same promise to you and I in this country that we will reap. There is hope. There's a man who got a motto put on a courthouse to make sure that those judges acknowledge and understand that law comes from God and that our rights come from him, not the judge with the gavel. Because they stood. Another parable he gives, he talks about the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven, folks. George Washington knew the invisible divine hand in his life to establish this country. He knew that we know better than anybody in the world, it's his hand. The Lord likened it unto a mustard seed. It's tiny, it's small, but when it's full grown, it's the largest of all herbs. He likened it unto leaven. Leaven, what happens when you put a little bit of leaven, like the apostles hid a handful of leaven, into mankind? And what has happened now? It's not a place in the world that doesn't know about Christ and the gospel. Folks, we'll be right back. The Sons of Liberty Radio. 877-807-9977.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, we're going back to Christ speaking of the kingdom of heaven. Well, first of all, I left off the last segment by saying there's not a place in the world that doesn't know about Christ and the gospel. And I need to clarify that. Because the whole world has the opportunity to know and understand right now. Because of the handful of leaven that the apostles sowed into the world, all of mankind has had the opportunity to know and hear the gospel all across the world. I can promise you, God is not left without a witness. And when I say world, I use that term loosely. I'm not saying every tribe and village or any of that. I'm not saying somebody who was just born today has heard the gospel. What I am saying is look at the effect of that little bit of leaven that was sowed into the world. Now, there's something that we all need to know about leaven. It works gradually, but without fail. Listen to these terms. A lot of folks are discouraged right now of what they're going through. I've talked to so many leaders. When is the Lord going to pull through? When are we going to get answers? When are things going to turn around? When are people going to lead? When are people going to do? It's a common theme through leadership. It's, as a matter of fact, I don't know that we're ever going to, I don't think we're ever going to escape that. Because there's always going to be another area that we can sow into. There's always going to be another criminal born. We have to hold accountable to the laws. But here you see, in the beginning, leaven works gradually, but without fail. God's veracity is always at work. His immutability is always at work. He's immutable. Unchanging. And his veracity is what I cling to. I have to cling to. Because he's sure to confirm his word. He's sure to vindicate righteousness. King David says, when they rise, speaking of his enemies, the wicked men, let them be ashamed. Yes, veracity, God's veracity. It works silently, yet strongly. Listen to 11. Christ said, this is his kingdom. Heaven is like a woman putting leaven into bread. It will affect and does affect. I've said it a million times, but you need to hear it again. George Washington, his army was 3% of the population. 3%! That's a tiny number. Outnumbered and chased. At the end of the war, he knew whose invisible hand, just like he said, conducted the affairs of men in the United States of America. And you can find that at Constitution JM on the Twitter feed. This leaven works thoroughly. And here's what's awesome about it. Here's what's awesome about it, you American, you patriot, you Christian. None can hinder it. Once somebody puts leaven in bread, you can't be like, oh, stop, whoa, woo, hold the assembly line. Let's get that leaven out of there. Nope, can't do it. It's already got in. There's veracity involved. You're not going to remove it. You can't separate it. You got to just throw the bread away. Now, who in their right mind is going to throw away their food? Well, you'd say, well, people do it every day in America. Well, maybe that's the problem. We have no appreciation for that gospel, that pearl. Christ said, don't cast your pearls before swine. Lest they trample them underfoot. And then what they do next. This is what the swine do next, folks. The swine that we've talked about before on the show. The swine that have literally been played, their audio. The swine will turn at you that cast them the pearl. And they will seek to rend you and come after you. Not only do they take your pearl and stomp on it, this is what Christ promised, folks. But he promised that that leaven that you sow into America right now, patriots, that you are sowing into your communities, into your family, that leaven works gradually, but without fail. Silently, but strongly, thoroughly, and none can hinder it. Go to Matthew 13:31 if you want to be encouraged. Folks, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. It's a verse in the Bible where all of David's army wanted to kill him, stone him, because of their anguish of heart. They were crying about how hard it was. And hey, I get it, it was. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Didn't have nobody to help him. Nobody. Listen to me. You're listening to me right now. You just don't understand. Oh, brother. And you know what? It doesn't matter if I don't understand. Because the Word understands. And every great leader who stood for that which is right stood because it was right. Not because they were going to be rewarded. Just because it was right. Sometimes God tests our hearts in those times. Will you do right, even though you get nothing for it? Will you do right, even though worse than that, you get turned and rend for it? The sacrifice is before us, and that's of redemption. And that's why, on the behalf of Christ, and on the behalf of our veterans in this country, those that have fallen to maintain the liberties that we walk in right now, that is why, with a vengeance, we hold them accountable to justice. We hold our neighbor accountable. We hold our leaders accountable. You know, you can't really see the leaven either. Now, I'm not talking about Mark Levin. I'm talking about leaven. You can't see it once it's working in the bread. You can't see where it's going. You can't follow it. Same thing with the Spirit of God. Sometimes it's like, if we could just do this, 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 and we could do these steps. And man, I totally understand the step process. I love steps. I love them. I like when you punch into a calculator, two numbers, and then you push the plus sign, and then you push in two numbers, you get a definite answer every time. But with leaven, you can't see it. You don't understand it. And at the very first, you can't even see where it's going. But at the very last, you have much strength. Now I'm referring to the mustard seed. It works certainly. It's perpetual. The beginning is small, but grace will greatly increase. That's another topic, and we don't have time to talk about that topic of grace. What is grace? That's not my cover-up. Not my cover-up. It's my empowerment. It's my strength. It's my ability to overcome. And folks, you out there are looking for that ability and desire that ability, haven't experienced that ability. That's called grace. For America, America, God shed his grace on thee. What do you think they were talking about? They were talking about the fact that God has put his ability in us so we're able to overcome. Not grace that covers up the blood of millions of babies that have been butchered in the form of choice, guised and masqueraded as a right of a woman for a doctor to murder her baby. Grace does not cover anything. Grace empowers to overcome, and it empowers you, patriot, you, Christian, to overcome in your community. And soon people are going to want to hear that Spirit of Christ through you, like you tuning into this radio program even now. And God will slowly, remember slowly, but thoroughly leaven works. Just remember these terms. When you get down, when you get frustrated, why, Lord, why? The wicked rage, King David said. They spread themselves like a green bay tree, King David said. You know those trees right on the shoreline? They never run out of water. They seem to just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah, David knew about those kind of enemies too. Then he said he turned and looked and they were gone. Lord will not leave himself without a witness in this earth. Remember, it's gradual, but it's without fail. The leaven, the kingdom of heaven. Remember, it's silent, but it's strong. Remember, it's thorough, and not one man can hinder. No man can hinder. Folks, again, we covered quite a bit today. I want to turn your attention to our media site that we have coming out. News and media that's happening right now. I'm not talking mainstream. I'm talking about the way that you desire it. So you don't have to chew the meat and spit out the bones here. That's at sonsoflibertyradio.com and our main scrolling banner ads with the little screen in the top. There's like four stories that we post on there. You can find Sons of Liberty Media right there. Getting new perspective, folks. Getting the right perspective. It's not new. It's not new. It's a restored perspective. A perspective that have been held by many throughout the past generations and culminated into America, onto the coast of America, where righteousness is exalted. And where that kingdom of heaven can thoroughly work through this nation. Remember what MLK said, when people get caught up with that which is right, and they are willing to sacrifice for it, that's the key ingredient. Sacrifice comes in a lot of ways. Mostly it comes in the way of responsibility. When people are willing to be responsible, to sacrifice for it, there's no stopping point short of victory. He just gave you another. There's no contingencies on this. When you do that which is right, God promises in the end to pull through and grant a victory and grant redemption, but not without sacrifice.
Well, God didn't make me president.
Not without sacrifice. Folks, thanks for tuning in again today. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow. There's plenty to deal with. There's plenty of victories to talk about. And I want to hear yours. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Have a great day.